everybody's gonna pay. 'Cause the million dollar man always gets his way.
Welcome everybody to the Free Money Podcast, week number, seven? Feels like about right, maybe eight. Matt Jones, along with our good friends, Drew Franklin and Jay in Linden, going to get you through all the games from across the country. If you listened last week, congratulations. It wasn't our best week. I was very upset when I saw my score in the college games. I did not do very well. It was one of my worst college weeks. I think I was like 4-9 or something like that, which is not very good.
Wasn't very good.
But it's nothing like our man Drew Franklin, who went 0-7 on his NFL picks, arguably the worst that you can do, unless you went 0-8.
I thought I had a couple wins. Didn't I have the Steelers over the Titans?
From what I understand, you got none correctly.
Well, I'll take an 0-7. That takes skill. 0-7 is better than 1-6, so I'm happy with 0-7.
Yeah, so here you went 0-7. You went 7-7 in college, 0-7 in the NFL. Combined, I went 8-13. Jay went 8-12, and you went 7-14.
But big bounce back week.
Not our finest hour.
No, but this week is going to be different because this week we're going to make the correct picks for all the kids out there. I was just telling these two that I guess got done speaking to a class at UK, a sports economics class, and I did it because I thought the professor was from Middlesbrough named Darshak Patel, and I assumed that he was from – so I kept talking to him. I even said at one point, remember, I coached you when you were a kid, and he didn't say yes, and I was like, why won't he say yes in front of all his students? And it turns out it was a different Darshak Patel. This Darshak Patel was from Texas. And so I was very embarrassed because I kept talking to him about Middlesbrough. And finally, he was like, I'm not who you think I am.
That's so awkward. I'm kind of cringing on the inside for you.
Especially with 30 students sitting there. And I'm like, but how many Darshak Patels do you think there are in the world? I mean, I'm sure there are many. But you know Darshak?
I don't. The two you speak of right now are the only two Darshaks I'm aware of.
And I assumed, like, he kind of looked like the kid from Middlesbrough. And I assumed if he wrote me, it was probably a Middlesbrough connection, right?
Mm-hmm. So I can see why you would take that and you went from point A to point B. Thought you were on the same path.
I thought it was my Darshak, but it was a different Darshak. It wasn't my Darshak. It was your Darshak.
Well, we'll do it for Darshak today, both of them. We'll bounce back for them.
The pick of the week will be the Darshak pick of the week in order for both of them, the one whose class I did and the other one. Lots of Darshak. All right, so let's get started. It's college football, Jay. Start with Phil Steele. He always gives us his five-star lock of the week.
Let's do it.
He's doing the Nevada UNLV game. What do we got?
You know, Drew and I have been talking about this game all week, just the anticipation for the Nevada at UNLV. The spread started at Nevada minus 12.5, and it's to 14, Matt.
UNLV's letting fans in, though. How about that?
It's big news. That's
Phil says his five-star lock of the week is Nevada. He says Nevada by 30. I feel like that sort of belief in the Wolf Pack of Nevada – I feel like I share it. I'm taking Nevada. What about you, Drew?
You see, this is a game that I found out was being played approximately 4 minutes ago. So not a lot of things that I know about on either side of the ball. But I'm going to take the opposite of your approach. If Phil loves it, I'm going to love it the other way and go against Phil. You said he took Nevada. I will go against Nevada and take UNLV.
So you're taking UNLV?
Yes. Literally, I cannot name
UNLV
anything.
Football moment.
I can't name anything about this game. I'm not even sure I can tell you anything about the state of Nevada right now. But I'm just going to go against Phil for our first pick.
Didn't UNLV, like, lose a game a couple years ago to, like, a Division III team or something? Like, there was some weird thing, like, with a player who's, like – there was some story about UNLV. They had, like, some sort of insane loss that made all the news.
You could make up anything, and I will believe it, because that's not registering.
All right, fair enough. What do you got, Jay?
I believe Nevada has a player named Darshak Patel. Is that true?
It's Patel, and if he did, Patel. If he did, then I would pick him.
I wish Larry Johnson would have played football back in the day for UNLV. So I'm going to go with roll with Drew, and I'm going to take UNLV plus the 14 here.
All right, you all take UNLV. I'm going with the team that's going to win, which is Nevada, and you all do whatever you like.
Before I give Phil's next pick, I do want to say the five picks that we felt strongest about last week, we were 5 for 5 on, and we put I tweeted those out so that we did have some positivity.
Well, our Darshak pick of the week will be the one we all agree on.
Oh, that's big. So the next game is TCU at Baylor. Right now, TCU's favored by 2.5.
This is a 3-star pick for Phil. He's got TCU by 14. I like TCU. I don't think Baylor's good. TCU, they got the Christians, and they put them in Texas, and they're all trying to make sure it doesn't go red, so they're going to win. I'm taking TCU to win.
I think I'll join you with TCU here. Didn't Baylor play Texas last week and lose?
Yes.
Yeah. I got to confess something. I did not see a single football game last week that wasn't UK or the Tennessee Titans. So anything that happened last week, I can't tell you a single score. But I think Texas won that one. So if you're bad enough to lose to Texas, because I hate Texas, I will go opposite of Baylor and go with TCU as well.
What about you, Jay?
There's been some bad stuff going on at Baylor, bad situation. I'm going to roll with TCU on this as well. So is this our Darshak?
This is going to be our Darshak multiple Patel lock of the week. You get me, you, Jay, and Phil all together on TCU. So do it for Darshak, both of them. They will appreciate
it. Where's the Darshaks?
Huh?
The horned Darshaks.
That's right. The horned Darshaks are going to win. When TCU wins, write your favorite Darshak in your life and say thank you for helping me get this victory. Do you have a favorite Darshak in your life?
The one that you went and spoke to his class today thinking he was someone else, because I'm still uncomfortable thinking about that scenario.
Well, I mean – I kept saying he was from Middlesboro, and he didn't say anything. Then finally he was like, I'm not from Middlesboro, I'm from Texas. And I was like, wait a minute. Well, then what am I doing here? I'm out of here.
Well, it's great that we picked a game that's in Texas for the Darshak right. Texas play.
The Darshak pick of the week.
So we're going to get into the SEC schedule now.
Sure.
There have been as many unranked upsets of top 10 teams this season as there were all of last year. So we're going to go to a top 10 SEC game. Arkansas at Texas A&M. These are old Southwest Conference rivals. These fan bases actually hate each other.
I know they do.
Texas A&M is a 12.5-point favorite as we speak.
Where's the game?
Texas A&M.
I'm going to take Texas A&M to cover. I feel like people give a little bit too much credit to Arkansas. They've had some pretty big performances, but I think A&M gets their cover here. The eyes of Texas will be on them. I'm going to take A&M to cover the 12.
I'm also going to take A&M to cover. Arkansas has already surprised everyone by even winning games this year, but strength of schedule has been a lot better for A&M. They've already played Alabama, Florida. Arkansas has kind of played the bottom half of the conference. I think we're going to see those two. They've been pretty similar so far. I think they're going to see the talent differential here in this game. Texas A&M wins big.
You know, I'm likely going to an Arkansas game next week, so think about that.
No, if we remember back, Texas A&M got off to a rough start against Vandy in the first game. Then they got boat raced by Bama. But if you look at their schedule, they're probably favored the rest of the year, and I think they've kind of got their legs under them. I'm going to take Texas A&M as well.
Now, they're the most likely team. You could make an argument that they're the most likely team to be the fourth playoff team after Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State. Because you're right, they're going to be favored in every game from here on out.
I think we're all just unable to turn off that Vandy game. They look so bad, but that was the first game of the year. They've been fine since then. And Arkansas has two wins, but it's the two Mississippi schools that really haven't been all that great either. So
well, I bought an Arkansas hoodie today to get ready for the game I'm going to next weekend.
Slot in there?
Yeah.
You big probably. Razorbacks fan?
Well, my guy Bobby Bones asked me and hubby to go with him to a game. So, you know, that's what you do.
I'm surprised you don't already own an Arkansas hoodie.
Well, I got one now. So Pig Suey.
Before we go to the next game, to all of our Tennessee fans that listen to the podcast, the good news is Tennessee's not going to lose this week. Tennessee has lost 35 consecutive games to top 10 opponents.
Stuff.
Is that right? That's pretty bad.
With the last 10 defeats coming by an average of 31.7 points.
Oh, I knew the 35. I didn't know the average margin of defeat.
So let's hit this game, Georgia at Kentucky. Right now it's 15-42.5. Kentucky had 559 yards of offense against Ole Miss and has had 596 in its past three games combined.
What did you say the spread was? 15?
15.
Yeah, I think you got to go with Georgia there. I mean, I hope we're close, but if you may, I wouldn't bet this game. If you made me, I'd take Georgia. By the way, it is Phil Steele's three-star lock of the day, Georgia.
Yeah, it was even as low as 13.5 earlier in the week, which I wish I had gone to the bank and put everything on that. No offense to the Cats. I just think Georgia's too strong, and Kentucky's offense has been pretty damn bad the last couple weeks. And then you're going to a new quarterback where we don't know anything that's going to happen. Unfortunately, I'm going to roll with the dogs here. Still going in with excitement, though. I'm not limping into this game. I'll be fired up, but for my money, I think I'd have to go with Georgia.
You guys know I won't pick this, but I think Kentucky really shows up this game. I don't know that we'll win. I don't know that we'll cover.
Where they're there. I agree with you.
And Georgia's offense isn't that good. I mean, they're good, but by Georgia standards, they're down offensively this year.
And Drew, I listened to your podcast with Freddie this week, and he talked about how we match up better against Georgia. So let's hope that's right. The next game is Missouri at Florida. You would have thought Drinkwitz and reinvented offense, all the accolades he got this week for beating our Wildcats. They are a 12.5-point dog at Florida.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're probably getting too much love for having played us close. So I'm going to take Florida to cover the 12.5. Drinkwitz, I don't think that team is good. I think that team is actually pretty stinky. We're stinkier. So I'm going to take Florida to cover and pound that Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, as we saw, Missouri had the ball for three quarters and still only scored 20 points. If they couldn't put more points on the board with the ball the entire game against Kentucky, I don't know how they're going to do it against Florida, because the time of possession will not be the same. However, has Florida even played football in like a month? They've missed the last 2 weeks, I believe. I think they haven't played since October 10th.
So they're due.
I'm conflicted. If Florida had played in the last 3 weeks, I think they'd kill them. But I think Missouri might even sneak in and cover this.
All right, so you're taking Missouri.
I don't know. I can't believe I just said that out loud. Florida's going to pound them. I try to talk myself out of it. I'm going Florida. But I am a little worried that they haven't played football in forever, because Dan Mullen's just up there gobbling up all the COVID he can get.
Okay.
So put me back for Florida. I thought I talked myself into Mizzou. Now I'm back on Florida.
All right. What about you, Jay?
I like how Drew, now he's got both sides, no matter which way he goes.
No Mizzou for me. All Florida.
Dan Mullen's definitely become a villain of the SEC. I think Missouri is the same problem we had after the big win. I think they're going to throw in a dud here. I'm big on Florida in this game.
I agree with you. Hey, I'm gonna pause this for a second so that I can call my girlfriend who's about to go to work for the night. So give me – can we have 2 minutes of pause here?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to pause it right here.
We really wanted her thoughts on the UNLV game.
And she didn't answer, unfortunately. If she calls, I'm going to ask her her thoughts. You know, she every Sunday during the NFL, she picks the teams based on which mascot she likes best, and it does pretty well, actually.
Got to be doing better than me.
It's certainly better than 0-7. I think that's for real. All right, who's next?
Next, we have Mississippi at Vanderbilt. Mississippi is a 16.5-point favorite. The over-under here is 64. Get this. Every Ole Miss opponent has scored a season-high points against Ole Miss this year. Florida scored 51, Kentucky 41, Alabama 63, Arkansas 33, and Auburn 35.
I'll take Vandy to cover. I don't think they win, but 16.5 is a lot. Vandy's defense is solid, even though their offense isn't very good, but Ole Miss's defense is terrible. So I'm going to say that Vandy covers the 16.5.
I got Ole Miss covering. They played well. I mean, I think they only have one win, but they played pretty well against Auburn. Still not a great team, but that offense is just looking really good under Lane Kiffin. And at Vandy, I think they're just pulling random students out of Tender of Demumbrian to play football for them because they have – the last week got canceled because they didn't have players. There's even more this week. Their whole team seems to be sick or at least quarantining. So I don't know how they're going to practice for this one. I'm going Ole Miss.
So, you know, I said Dan Mullen's kind of become the villain. Somehow Lane Kiffin's become kind of a hero of the SEC. You know, he got fined this week and has 2.5 million pennies to pay for it. I think he'll run up the score here when he gets the chance. I agree with Drew here. I'm going to take Mississippi.
Yeah, no, y'all are wrong, but that's okay.
Next game, LSU at Auburn. LSU's a 3-point favorite.
LSU's the favorite?
Yes.
Really? That seems weird to me. Well, then give me Auburn. I got Auburn straight up. Auburn's at home and they're the underdog?
Yeah.
That seems crazy to me. To give me Auburn all day. I think Auburn's just better than LSU. So why would I not pick them? But that's I'm taking Tigers. What about you?
I'm going to go against you again. I'm going to go LSU. And they looked so bad earlier in the year, but it was all missed tackles and little things that you can fix. They still have the LSU athletes and a lot of potential in that offense. I think they're going to continue to get better each week. I mean, they killed South Carolina last week. I think they win at Auburn because Bo Nix is a fraud.
Okay, here she is. She's calling in.
Okay.
Hi, we are taping the Free Money podcast, Rachel, and we're recording, and they would like your picks here over the podcast. You think you could give them?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Give her a game, Jay.
Well, I'm going to pick this, and I'm going to let her pick it. Matt, this is my bet of the week, LSU. Okay, and I'm calling it the Tombstone Lock of the Week because it's a travesty that you've never watched the movie Tombstone.
Okay, so you're taking LSU.
Yes.
All right, Rachel, LSU, Auburn.
Auburn is a caller, so LSU is a cover.
There you go. Auburn is a caller, so LSU.
There we go.
There you go. All right, will you do one more with us?
Okay.
All right, what's the next game?
Last SEC game is Mississippi State at Alabama. Alabama is a 31-point favorite.
All right, Mississippi State and Alabama. Do you think, Rachel, Alabama wins by more than 31?
No, I don't think they win by more than 31.
So you're taking Mississippi State?
Sure, why not?
There you go. I'm taking Alabama to cover that, Drew. I think Alabama will run the score up.
Mississippi State's bad. Everyone's quitting on the team. I think they've had 7 people leave since last week. That being said, they cover. 31's too many.
Drew's going with Rachel. What about you, Jay?
I like Alabama here, but what I like more is the Drew first quarter, Alabama, -8.5. First half, -18. I'm taking both of those.
I like free both. Money. So there you every go. Week, if you're not putting money on Alabama.
You enjoy being on the Free Money podcast?
My debut.
How do you think she did, Jay?
Wonderful.
All right. Can I call you when this is over?
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. How good was that?
I think I sided with her both times.
That's right. Auburn is a color. Take LSU. That's the kind of analysis you get from the Daily Miss Bailey.
That was sweet. Right, that was sweet, Matt.
Was it sweet?
Yeah.
She humanizes me, is what people say. This is kind of a funny story. So when I was thinking about running, I went to this meeting. So I went to this meeting of all these liberals in Louisville, and it didn't really go well for a variety of reasons. The next week, I went to the same meeting of all these liberals in Lexington, and she went with me. She happened to be in town. And person that was at both meetings, I said to one of them, how do you think I did? And he goes, I think you did a lot better this time because you had Rachel there. She makes you seem like more of a human being that is more likable. And I was like, Well, that's nice, I guess. You're saying I'm not likable unless she's there?
This will be a likable free money podcast.
That's right. This will be the most likable of the free money podcast. What's next?
What's next is the KS Bar Watch Party Game of the Week.
Ooh.
That's right.
Ohio State at Penn State. Ohio State's a 13-point favorite.
I say Penn State covers the 13. I think Ohio State wins, but I think it stays in the realm of close. The election's coming up, so the people of Pennsylvania, the eyes of the world are going to be on them. They're going to want to have a good performance. I think they cover the 13, Drew.
What did Ohio State end up doing last week? I know they won big.
Matt, why don't you answer that, Matt?
What do you mean, why don't I answer that?
I think you and I disagreed on that, and I think you chirped at me early in the day Saturday.
I said they weren't going to cover against Nebraska, and at the beginning, Jay, they didn't cover. Then they covered.
I like that.
But at the beginning, they didn't cover, and that matters. Yeah. And Penn State lost. Penn State lost to Indiana, so they're going to want to show themselves. So I think Penn State ends up covering.
I did see the Indiana-Penn State ending. That was wild. I will also side with you on Penn State here, just being such an important game in the Big Ten, kind of a rivalry, or definitely a rivalry. Them being at home, they'll lose, but they'll keep it within 13.
What about you?
I can't stand James Franklin. And if you looked on his Twitter account this week, he put Ohio State, Ohio State, Ohio. I think he's a dork. I hope they get their doors blown off. I'm taking Ohio State. I think it's a good game to tease down to 7. I would feel good about that.
Does that mean you're going to the Ohio State KS Bar watch party with your fellow Bucks?
Oh, yeah, I'll be a hero.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. I like your pick. What's next?
So we'll talk about Indiana. Indiana is currently ranked 17th in the nation. They play Rutgers. Right now, Indiana is a 10.5-point favorite. Listen to this. FBS teams were 366-0 when outgaining an opponent by 250 yards in the past three seasons until Indiana beat Penn State last week.
So what's the spread, 10?
10.5. Rutgers is coming off their upset of Michigan State.
Yeah, I think people are giving too much credit to Indiana, who I think will win, but I think Rutgers covers the 10.5.
I'm going to go the opposite. I think people are giving too much credit to Rutgers because I think Michigan State is bad. I don't think that was as good as a win as it looked. But I want to share with you a fun Rutgers fact I learned today. In 11 years, Rutgers has had 11 different offensive coordinators. That has to be some kind of a record.
That is an amazing statistic.
Couldn't keep anybody around. Nobody good enough to do it for 2 years. So I'll go with Indiana in this one.
All right, what do you got there, Jay?
I'm going to go with Indiana too. I just think Rutgers and Michigan State are really bad teams. So let's go to the next game, Virginia Tech at Louisville. Virginia Tech's coming off their loss to Wake Forest. And this is the Louisville Halloween blackout. And I'm going to give Louisville credit here, which I never do. Look at their what they did for how they unveiled the blackout. They did a video. It was actually really good. It was really well put together.
I agree with you. I thought it was cool.
They did it at Waverly Hills Sanatorium, south end of Louisville.
Yeah, what's the spread?
3.5, Virginia Tech.
I'll take Louisville to cover. I think Louisville could win. If they don't, they'll come down to the end. I was right about Louisville last week. I think I'll be right again. Cards cover.
I don't want to do this, but I'm going to join you. This one's kind of been moving around a little bit. If I can get 3.5, I'm doing Louisville. If it's 2.5, I'm doing Va Tech. That point matters. I think it can be a field goal game. But at 3.5, I'm going Louisville.
I think Virginia Tech really needs to win this. And if you look at the rest of the little schedule, it's absolutely atrocious. So they got a lot of wins left ahead of them. I think Virginia Tech needs this game more than they do.
So you're taking Virginia Tech?
Yes.
All right, there you go. Let's do one more and then we'll switch to the pros.
So this should be a pretty good matchup. Memphis, it's Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a 6.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good game. Cincinnati, I think, is good. I think they get underappreciated. And Luke Fickell, is that his name?
Yep.
Luke Fickell is so good, I kind of remember his name. And that says something, because I certainly don't know who the coach of Memphis is. So I think Cincinnati covers and continues their storm all across America.
Yeah, Cincinnati, they often have good teams, but they're just Cincinnati good, and their record and competition kind of looks inflated. But this year, I think they're an actual, for real, should be ranked where they are team, and I think they're going to win this one big. I'm going Cincinnati. I think they're a real contender.
Memphis has given up 567 yards and 33 points a game, and they beat Cincinnati twice last year. This is my revenge tease of the week. Take Cincinnati half point, and it's going to go over. You tease that down to 49. I really like that bet.
So what are you doing again?
Yeah, I need a calculator for that.
That didn't make sense. You said 1.5, tease, over. I didn't make it.
I'm teasing the over and Cincinnati in this game. So okay. I'm taking Cincinnati, teasing that to a half a point, and then Memphis.
Cincinnati strip tease.
I did not say that.
Jay, Cincinnati strip tease is the over and Cincinnati 7 points.
Whatever you say, Matt.
I'm just telling you what I heard. By the way, so we'll switch gears here. Two things. First of all, let's start with this. If you would like to gamble, go to mybookie.com and you can put in free money and you can get the best deal. They'll double your money. Whatever you put in, you can double it up to $250. And then you can bet on all of this stuff as well. They have all the games. You can bet the Jays in Linden, Cincinnati strip tees. You can bet the Darshak TCU lock. You can bet on the presidential race. You can bet on whatever you want at mybookie.com. Just use the promo code FREEMONEY. That'll tell them you heard it here. If you've never gambled online, it's safe, it's easy, it's spectacular. Mybookie.com, promo code FREEMONEY. Before we get to the NFL games, let's start with this. Presidential race. Who do you think is going to win? This is on Tuesday. Who do you think is going to win, and do you think it's – we won't have to – I don't know the electoral votes, but do you think it'll be close or a big gap, Drew?
Well, I don't follow it as closely as you, so I don't really have a strong thought either way, but I do watch the Vegas odds, and I know that Biden is the favorite in Vegas, so I'll just trust Vegas.
So you say Biden?
Yes.
All right, what about you, Jay?
But I have no idea.
Well, I mean, did you have an idea about Nevada UNLV?
That's true.
What about you, Jay?
I think Biden will probably win. I'm real excited to talk politics. You know that? The only Democrat.
I just asked you who's going to win. I didn't say who you wanted to win.
I think Biden.
Yeah, I think Biden wins too. Although, you know, it's probably 2016 hangover. I'm still kind of worried because, like, you know, last time the numbers were wrong. So I'll probably take Biden. I think it'll be by more than people think. But
and Vegas was very wrong last year too. She was a big favorite.
Yeah, they changed the way they do polls now, so hopefully they're more accurate. But they could not be. We won't know until election day. So, you know, we'll see. The other thing is you got to give us a restaurant, Jay.
I got it.
What is it?
Bombay Grill.
Bombay Grill. Where's that?
Corner of Hurstbourne and Shelbyville Road.
I've been there. Yes.
It's really good.
It is very good. Yes.
Love that place.
Good call. Bombay Grill, along with To Go Sushi, Starving Artist. What was your one last week?
Oh, Guacamole.
Guacamole. Yes.
And Vietnam Kitchen. You let me do two last week. Yes, my bonus dessert pick is the Baskin Robbins down the road from Bombay Grill, and that's a self-serving pick. My uncle owns it.
Oh well, there you go. If your uncle owns it, what street is the one your uncle that your Jay and Lyndon's uncle's Baskin Robbins?
Shelbyville Road.
I like it. By the way, I went to the Mama's on I didn't know there was one on Shelbyville Road. I thought the Mama's was only one was over on the other side. Frankfurt Avenue, all the, like over there. I didn't know there was one on Shelbyville Road.
It's on Hurstbourne.
Excuse me, Hurstbourne. Yes, it was on Hurstbourne. I just drove past and saw it and pulled in, and it was great.
That was actually going to be one of my – I've written out my picks. That's going to be a later week. So we might have surprised it.
I'm sorry. I liked it a lot, though. It was really good. Like, that's – you've been there. We went after Derby once, Drew. Do you remember? We went to the other one, though.
No, I've been a couple times. I love Mama's. I'd like to get back. I just don't ever go to Louisville anymore. This could be our first ever. We all agree on a restaurant, too.
No, I'm a big Mama's fan, yes. All right, let's get to the NFL. Phil Steele's four-star lock of the week is what, Jay?
Was that Indianapolis-Detroit?
It was Indianapolis-Detroit. That's right. He says he has – what's the line?
Indianapolis is 3 at Detroit.
He has Indianapolis by 16. What do you think, Drew?
What was that line again?
3. In the Indy by 3.
Yeah, I'm not as confident as Phil. I don't have him winning by that many, but I'll still take Indy covering the 3.
Yeah, I'll take Indy as well. I think Matt Patricia is a terrible coach. I think Indianapolis is pretty good. It's just I'm not sure Philip Rivers is still good, but I will take them to win and cover. I agree with Phil and Drew.
It's
a dangerous game.
I've liked Indy all year. I'm going to stick with them here. They have their kicker with the funky goggles, right?
Yeah.
So we'll roll with that.
So this will be our goggle-tastic pick, along with our Darshak pick. Our goggle-tastic pick, we're taking Indy to cover.
Got it. Next game is New England at Buffalo. You wouldn't have thought this at the beginning of the year. Buffalo is a 3.5-point favorite. It's at Buffalo.
Cam Newton looked pretty terrible. And New England has owned Buffalo, but that was with Brady. I think Buffalo covers in this game. I'm taking the Bills and Josh Allen for the win.
I've only glanced over the NFL so far, but this, I think, is my favorite play of the week. I think Buffalo finally sees an opportunity to win that division. What's New England won, like, at least 10 in a row? It's been at least a decade. And I think they really take advantage of this opportunity. I think Belichick and the Patriots are going the wrong direction. Buffalo wins big.
Jay, you look very serious. Like, this is the game that is, like, it's just life is too hard because you have to choose Buffalo, New England.
Yeah, I think this is a tough one. But I kind of – the one thing I like that Drew said is this is Buffalo's chance. So, if they're going to do it, they got to do it now. So, I'll roll with Buffalo.
There we go. Well, everybody's agreeing on Buffalo. This is another one we agree on. So it's like double goggles with Buffalo and Indianapolis. Make that your double goggle parlay, Buffalo, Indianapolis.
Okay.
Like it. Next game's LA Chargers at Denver. LA is a 3-point favorite.
I think I'm going to take the Chargers. I don't like it because I could go either way on this, but I think Justin Herbert's actually really good, and I think Drew Locke's kind of terrible, so I'm going to take the Chargers. Justin Herbert also has great hair, and I think there's basically in the NFL, if you're talented and you have great hair, you have a great chance to be a superstar, as we've learned from Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo, so I think Justin Herbert wins.
Good analysis. The hair does matter, and I'm going to join you. I don't want to keep agreeing with you and picking favorites in our NFL, but I think the Chargers are for real with Herbert back there. He's been looking really good as a rookie since taking over for Tyrod Taylor getting poked in the ribs. I'm going Chargers.
I'm actually going to roll with Denver here. I thought they looked better this week. And then at home, getting 3 points, I'll take Denver.
Do you think there are any LA Chargers fans, like, have you ever met one? Have you ever seen a Chargers fan in the flesh?
Remember on draft night when they did the Zoom, they didn't even have 12 to fill the Zoom screen. They had to use the logo. So I think that right there kind of called the Chargers out. The whole nation saw they don't have fans.
Yeah, they moved to L.A. No one cares at all. That team should have come like here. Like if they had played in Lexington, we would have been into it, don't you think?
The Lexington Chargers?
We could have gone. We could have called up both Darshaks, and the four of us, five of us could have gone. We would have had a great time.
Yeah, they definitely don't have any fans in L.A. They have fans here on the Free Money Podcast, though.
Well, good. All right, what's next?
Pretty big game, Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Baltimore's mm-hmm. a 3.5-point favorite.
That's tough, man. This is where is that game? Pittsburgh at Baltimore?
At Baltimore.
So Baltimore's a 3.5 point favorite. I think either team could win. So since either team could win, if you're giving me 3.5, I'll take Pittsburgh.
Ugh, I don't like that number. I think I'll go the same way with your logic. I think these teams are pretty equal. Big Ben somehow is looking good with the football, even though he looks like he's 50 years old. They've been pretty impressive. So I'll go Pittsburgh covers.
Big Ben walks like I feel when I get up in the morning. Like it takes me a few minutes for my bones to creak and get in the right place. But I feel like after about 15 minutes, I get to where I need to be. Ben just looks like that all the time. Like he always looks like he's stepping on hot coals trying not to screw up.
Yeah, I thought he was trying to force this year with all his injuries and his age, and he gained a bunch of weight. His beard's white, but he's been looking like young Big Ben so far.
His beard's white. What about you, Jay?
I think Pittsburgh's due a bad game, and I think this game's really important to Baltimore to get back on track. So I'm gonna take Baltimore here.
Look at you! You're going against us on a number of things. I hope you understand. I hope you know what you're doing there with your video game headset.
I broke it, so I don't know how I'm gonna have the heart to tell my son when I got a piece right here. I broke off of it.
Oh, you broke it. Yeah, nice.
So it's going to go over real well.
You can find an air traffic controller to let you borrow theirs.
Hey, I was going
to
tell you a story. This story you told about you and Rachel, when my dad first met my wife when we were dating, he said, "Hey, how'd you pull that off?" And I'm like, "Whose side are you on? Like, what's that mean?"
I don't like when people say that to me. People will be like, "Oh, you outkicked your covers." Like, you know, well, shut up. Like, you don't just walk up to somebody and go, "Hey, you're ugly." Like, nobody, but that's kind of what people are saying. "Hey, you know, stupid McGee." I don't like that, Drew. People need to be nice.
I'm with you. Just because I don't appear to have good qualities, I've got like one or two you don't know about. I can cook, kinda.
I can't.
You can with your seasoning.
I have thought to myself, like, if the apocalypse came and like you needed talents, my only talent is talking, which I think would do no good. Like nobody's gonna be like, "You know what? Let's take him on the island. He can talk." Like that, I would be of no use to anyone in a survival situation.
Guess we'll eat you first.
Yeah, that's good. Jay, what's next?
Take your team. New Orleans is at Chicago. I think this one's tough. New Orleans is a 4-point favorite.
Yeah, this one is tough. There's really no result here that would surprise me. Chicago looked really bad Monday night, so I'm going to take New Orleans. I think the shine is finally off my Bears. I think they stink. And I think New Orleans should be good. They haven't been yet. It is interesting. Have you read about how much all of this team hates Michael Thomas?
No.
Yeah, apparently they, like, really hate him. Like, you should read the articles about it. Like, apparently he's, like, just very unlikable. Read about Michael Thomas. I don't have the details, but I think they have a nickname for him, like, "Don't Like Him Michael," which would be a bad nickname. But it was,
they should be suspended.
Damn, isn't it, Drew? "Don't Like Him Michael."
Fines are coming after that nickname. I don't know, man. Your Bears, I can't figure them out. I keep thinking, well, they're bad. They just keep getting lucky, but they're 5-2. I think I'm going to go with the Bears.
All right.
Matt, this is gonna be, you're in my situational pick because of the situation with Michael Thomas. I like New Orleans here.
You like New Orleans too?
Yes.
There is a situation. By the way, if you're wondering who this week's situational pick is for Phil, let's see if I can find it. He's always got a situation. His situational pick this week is Louisiana. I have no idea who they play. I assume that's college.
Louisiana State University?
No, Louisiana, like Louisiana Lafayette.
All right. See, that's what Phil does. He picks these games where no one can argue. You're like, "Well, I guess. I don't have anything to say about it."
I guess there must be a situation there.
They play Texas State.
See, that's right. That's a situation you got to watch out for.
I think Phil knows the people that subscribe have no idea what's going on in that game. They're just like, "Well, yeah, I guess Phil knows something I don't."
Yeah, I guess Phil knows about that situation there, and he's going to take care of it. So there you go. That is your situation play from Phil. What's next? Let's do two more.
Two more. This one, this is one that the spread kind of jumped out, surprised me. Tennessee is at Cincinnati. Tennessee's only a 5.5-point favorite.
You're going, so Drew, I'll let you go first.
I'm actually sitting this one out.
Well, never mind.
Well, I learned that in the last 10 games, the Titans are 8-0 when I don't go and 0-2 when I do go. It's a pretty bad stat.
Yeah.
But I do think this spread's way too low. I know I'm a homer, but I think the Titans are for real. They just got behind on Pittsburgh early last week. They started rolling in the second half. Just wasn't enough time on the clock, as Bill Self would say. I think they killed the Bengals in Cincinnati.
Can I give you a stat?
Yes.
Joe Burrow has covered every game this year. Every one of them. He continues it this week. Joey covers, gets the cover. I don't know if they win, but Joe Burrow is always burrowing into your brain and making sure he gets the cover. So I'm taking the Bengals. Joey covers, gets it.
I think this is a good game to tease. I'm going to tease it up and take Cincinnati plus 11.5.
See, there you go. If you want to be on the wrong side of history, Drew, go ahead. Take the Titans. We will be with Joe Burrow, the future.
I do like some Joe Burrow, and I didn't realize he was covering every week. That's interesting to watch. I just think Derrick Henry and the Titans are too good.
All right, final one. What do we got?
Monday Night Football. Tampa Bay plays the New York Giants. Brady has to be laughing at what's going on in New England right now. Tampa Bay is a 10.5-point favorite.
Yeah, they'll cover that. The Giants are awful. I mean, the Giants, poor Daniel Jones. And I want to like him because he went to Duke football, and I sort of have a soft spot for Duke football because they were terrible when I was there. But Tampa Bay, I found myself oddly, I used to hate Brady and Gronk. And for some reason in Tampa, I kind of like both of them, and I can't understand why. They still have the same characteristics I didn't like before. But for some reason, I end up cheering for them, so I think they cover, and I'm going to pull for them.
Yeah, I think they cover, too. I really like the Buccaneers just because Mike Edwards has always been one of my favorite UK football players since his first couple of years at UK. He's been great for the Bucs so far, so I just find myself rooting for them, even though I don't love the Tom Brady aspect.
Yeah, this is one of those games I think Brady kind of wins going away. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay as well.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. So
I do want to add a game because yeah. I'm 0-7 picking the Cowboys. Oh, I'm picking them again. Let's just see how long it'll go. I know we didn't. It wasn't one of ours. What are they this week? I know they have the Eagles.
Three. Philadelphia's 3.5.
No, I take the Eagles. Come
Cowboys.
On. Yeah, take the Eagles. They're gonna. Cowboys. They haven't covered any game yet, have they?
0-7. The records. The record's 0-8. Nope.
Wow. Look at you in the Cowboy shirt.
Just came in for the show.
Wow. I'll take the Eagles. What do you have, Jay?
I'm a Cowboys fan, and I'm just distraught. I had a horrible sports weekend.
What's the name of the quarterback now?
Who knows?
I'd never heard of that guy, ever.
It's like Nemowitz or something.
Frankie Muniz.
It's bad, man. I'm sick over it. Let's just I'll pick Philadelphia just because I want Dallas to win. Hopefully, some karma will come back and Dallas will finally cover.
And his name is Ben DiNucci, a rookie out of James Madison, leading America's team.
James Madison. Wow. Well.
Hey, Madden, I'm gonna tweet out our big picks of the week. But I want some of the listeners to send me their picks of the week. I'm a bit curious to see this. So that's at Big Blue Goose on Twitter or Jane Linden.
At Big Blue Goose, send in your picks. If you know a Darshak, feel free to tag us and tell us about the Darshak that you love the most.
Can you spell that? Can you text me and spell that so I get the Darshak Patel?
D-A-R-S-H-A-K. Darshak. Like Love Shack, but with Dar and no C. So that's not exactly the best description in the world.
Sure, that's right. How the other Dar Shack spells his name? Are we sure about this?
I just got a text message. I had texted a buddy about this, about getting the wrong Dar Shack, and he tells me our Dar Shack has a different last name. He tells me our Dar Shack is Dar Shack Dalakia. So that makes me feel even dumber. I mean, not only did I have the wrong Darshak, they didn't even have the same last name. So, oh well. Well, with that, I've enjoyed it, you all. Make sure we keep Rachel's record. She had two games. She'll want to make see if she can win as well.
Yeah, she had, what were they?
She had LSU because Auburn's a color. And then she said Mississippi State would cover against Alabama. So that could be the daily Miss Bailey parlay. The LSU Mississippi State parlay. So
I like it.
Jay, it's good to see you again.
Thanks, guys.
All right. For those of you out there, come Saturday, Kentucky, Georgia, or come at night when we do the big thing. And then I'm giving away to listeners, I'm giving away how much money is it? It's a lot of money. Something like $7,000 to listeners next week for the Breeders' Cup. Isn't that impressive?
Hey, what about co-hosts? Do we get some too?
No, but we do get $7,000 we're giving away. So you'll pick a horse race winner, and whoever does the best picking the race will get like $500 a race. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Awesome. Excited about Breeders' Cup.
So there you go. $7,000 next week from the Breeders' Cup. So thank you, folks. We'll see you later.
See you.